Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Ben and Skin Show on 105.3 The Fan. It is 5 o'clock, and every Friday at this time, we like to talk to the COO of the Dallas Cowboys. You know him well. It's the great Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great, and looking forward to a big game Sunday night.
A big game indeed. A little Sunday night action down there in Houston. It should be awesome. And kind of looking at what went right for you guys last Sunday, is it safe to say that about 250 yards of passing and 150 yards of rushing is sort of the magic antidote for what you guys want offensively?
Well, you don't want to put a lid on it, but it sure felt good and it felt right. And, I still think we can be better, on both sides of the ball. I think we can continue to improve in terms of our execution and our passing game. I don't know that we can run it much better, but I do think we can be a little more efficient and can think bigger in terms of our production in the passing game. And then, of course, defensively, I think we did a good job keeping them in check for the most part. I still think as a young defense, we're giving up too many explosive plays in terms of them getting some scores on us there late in the game. But overall, I think it's coming together well for us. But we're a young team and we've got a lot of work to do. And if we want to ultimately get to where we think we can get with this team, then we've got to keep improving.
Stephen, what do you think are some of the keys to getting more production out of this passing game?
I just think it's getting the execution and getting in a rhythm with Dak. And I thought Scott did a good job of calling a game there where we used some no huddle and some hurry up type principles to really get Dak in a good rhythm there and get those type of drives going. It is a work in progress. It's a new group of receivers when you look at the group as a whole. I mean, you got Cole Beasley back, and certainly Terrence has struggled some this year. So it's fundamentally a new group. But at the same time, you got guys like Michael Gallup starting to step up, who I think may have, some of the biggest upside of the group. But I think, between them and the tight end group, I think it's just a matter of, executing with one another and having a good feel, for what your receivers are going to do. And, you watch a game like last night with New England, and certainly a guy like Brady's got a good feel for, two or three of those guys. And, I think as time goes, we'll have the same thing with Dak in this group. But I do think it's going to, it takes time, I think, but if we execute and keep improving, then I think we've got a good chance to keep getting better, which I think, could mean a lot of good things for us, because I do think we're going to continue to be good on defense, and if we eliminate the big plays, then we got a chance to be really good on defense.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, Stephen, there was a lot of news about T-Will being at some practices and not being at practices and may have a foot thing, but even leading up to this the last couple of weeks, it seems like his snaps are way down, considering what we would normally expect. What is exactly happening with T-Will's role in this offense?
Well, there's just, with him, as we know, there's, a suspension looming out there that might or might not happen. He does have some things after coming off that foot injury that, which happens when you have, when you have a foot injury, sometimes you rush it back and you're not quite there. So You know, and then, you know, just personal in general, I think are some things that maybe are holding him back right now. So I just think we it's a work in progress with him, and certainly, you know, he's made a lot of plays for us in the past. We think a lot of him. He's a fighter and a competitor. We just got to get him right.
So on Wednesday, Skin and I do our shows from the Star, and we were out there, and we got to interact with Randy Gregory and David Irving, and then the next day, neither one of them were reported to be at practice, and so we start panicking a little bit there. But it sounds like probably nothing to worry about. But let's dive in one by one. What is going on with Randy Gregory right now?
As we said from the get-go, he'll have these periodic scheduled, that we're aware of, scheduled meetings that he has to attend in the NFL program. And that was the day that he was scheduled to have that. I mean, obviously, we'd prefer to do it when they're having a day off, but we don't get to pick those dates.
Okay, so nothing to worry about there. He'll be playing on Sunday night.
He's at practice today and be playing on Sunday.
Perfect. Okay, and then with regard to David Irving, should we expect to see him on Sunday night as well?
We feel good about it. He's had personal issues he's having to deal with as well, and you know, obviously these guys, you know, they're coming off suspensions at different times, but they have things that they, you know, continue to have to take care of. But we feel like David should be able to be there for the game.
And if he is there for the game, I'm assuming a move has to be made roster-wise. Your dad was on the air earlier today talking about Travis and in certain terms. Can you kind of give us an indication of where you might be leaning and when you have to make that decision?
We'll have to make it by tomorrow, and we hadn't totally decided on that. Certainly, you know, we continue to monitor Travis's situation and then see what other options we have.
You know, we were listening to Jerry speak this morning about getting his play strength back, and Jerry was great. Your dad was awesome this morning. By the way, do you ever get to listen to his interviews on the radio?
I do on occasion.
Okay.
Sometimes I catch him, sometimes I don't. But I get to hear him a lot here.
Obviously, yes.
Every day at work.
And here's where I want to go. Like
a lot of times it's not new material for me.
No doubt. Well, we always joke about the idea of being a Jerry whisperer or a Jerry interpreter, and nobody's better at that than you. And he was great this morning, and he was trying to be very clear. It's a tough situation, but he's talking about Travis, and he would stop and say, "Guys, am I clear? And I'm not angry here. Am I making this clear?" And I was listening going, "Man, I'd like to hear a little more of what you're saying here. Can you just tell us in your own words, like, what's going on with Travis right now?"
Well, I just think it's the unknown. And, you know, you hope, you just never know when that, you know, when that switch is going to turn on. They're different things. I want to be clear on that, but it's a little bit like Jalen. You got to have patience. You feel good that it's going to happen. You know, I'm afraid it's one of those things that only the man up above knows when that's going to, you know, all come together for him. And so, you know, we wanted to, you know, he was on a pace there for a while where he was, you know, making big strides, and then, which is not, you know, certainly not out of the norm, then he's plateaued a little bit. And, you know, he's obviously, for him to get back in a competitive type situation, one, he's got to, you know, continue to make strides, but then he'll need to get in football shape. So those are all things that, you know, as he misses more, then he's away from the game more, then it takes longer to get back in shape to be able to compete at the level he expects himself to compete at. So, you know, those are all things we're looking at. And, you know, as we move forward, certainly taking what's in Travis's best interest first and foremost, which is his long-term health. And then once we feel good about all that, which I think we do, then you start to just see when, you know, when he'll get to a point where he can really start to make strides toward getting back on the field. And those are things that we're working closely with him as doctors, our training staff, and trying to determine what's in the best interest first and foremost for him and then our team.
And Steven, just to confirm, when you say the man up above, you're not talking about Jerry in a penthouse office, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Steven Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We were all very excited, and obviously it was a huge play in the game and all this and that, but to watch Zeke make a very athletic catch over his shoulder downfield, and Ben showed me the stat where that's the only catch he's made downfield, I believe, further than 10 yards. Do we need to see more Zeke down the field in pass catch situations?
Well, I think those things present themselves at times. You know, Zeke had I think he had relayed that to the sideline, that he felt like he could win that, he could win that matchup and that he could make that play. And, sometimes you don't get the matchups that you're looking for, and it's a, it's a non-starter. And, it's one of those things where you got to take what they give you. And certainly as the game progressed, we felt like that play was there. And sure enough, certainly Dak made a perfect throw, and Zeke made an unbelievable catch, and we won that matchup, and it worked out for us. But you just never know when that's going to be there and when it's not. I'm sure as we move forward, they've had success with it, and certainly not going to be afraid to go back to it if it's a great opportunity for us.
So, Steven, I'm glad we didn't set up a fine system before our interview started this year. If you fined me every time I brought up Dez or something, I'd be bankrupt right now. but I got to ask you. So Dez tweets out the other day, he wants to play for the Dallas Cowboys, but he'll be ready if he can't play for the Cowboys. I mean, clearly he desperately wants to get back in that locker room and play for you guys. And sorry to bring it up again, but I'll let you punch me in the arm for every time this season. I'll have my arm in a cast. But what did you think when you saw Dez tweet that he wanted to be back on the Cowboys?
Well, first of all, it certainly makes you feel good that you have a player that did so much for our organization and was so dominant for so long, and helped us win a lot of football games and create a lot of great memories here. But at the same time, we've gone down a road here that we're committed to with this group of guys, and I think the last thing, unfortunately, that Dak needs right now is to change a lot of things, continue to change a lot of things up again. So, we're pretty committed going with the group we got here, and we'll just keep working hard with this group.
Ben mentioned that we're in the Star every Wednesday catching up with players, and we did a great little interview with Cheeto, but we also talked to Byron as he was heading to go do his stuff, and it's amazing. Just in four games, nobody's throwing at Byron Jones. And the flip side of that is that Cheeto catches the brunt of it. But he's covering guys, from our eyes, exceptionally well. I'd like to hear your analysis of how your cornerbacks are playing.
Well, first of all, I think Byron's exceeded our expectations. And, when you make that move from safety to corner, he'd played it before. But I think, the way Chris wants him, the technique he wants him to play there, where we're really getting up there and pressing man-to-man, I think it just fits perfectly for what Byron's skill set is. And I think he's exceeded all expectations. As I said earlier in the week, he's borderline right there between great and just total shutdown, because he's doing such a good job. On the other side, you got Cheeto, who's really playing well. And I know y'all seen these – you see the game the way I do, too. He's right there. I mean, he's playing the technique right. He's had some quarterbacks throw some perfect throws and some receivers make some great catches on him. But those are going to go his way, and I think he's
– Yes. All right. Awesome. Awesome. There's Steven. But this is great, because we pre-recorded that interview with Steven earlier, but joining us now is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, guys. Hey, man. I was riding along here. I mean, some rough traffic here on the toll and cooling my heel, and I just happened to hear you and Steven talking about me, and I want you to know I am listening from above.
Wait, is it from the helicopter or the penthouse? Where are you, Jerry?
Hey, and y'all ought to be sweet. Hey, listen, I know where I am. What do you want? We'll talk about that later, but seriously, I want y'all to be sweet now, because you got ears on the other end of this thing.
We're always going to be sweet,
always.
Jerry. Always. We are very big fans of what you've been able to do out there. We soak it on Wednesdays. We come out to that Star, and we walk in total awe. It's very amazing stuff.
Well, listen, the main reason I want to call is love to hear Stephen's voice, because had we missed that kick last Sunday, he wouldn't be on anymore.
Wait, so does he get the credit for it then?
He'd be in South America.
That is so awesome. That is so – hey, we love the fact that you're just rolling around listening to the show. How often do you get a chance to listen to us?
Oh, I get a chance a lot. I really do. And, of course, your show was built for riding along and listening, of course. But anyway, it's something I listen to all the time, and I get up and beat on the dash when I screw it up. And then he Stephen misspeaks. Well, I beat on the dash again. And Roosevelt's driving along here with me, and I slap Rosie for something Stephen said. But other than that, I'm cool as a moose. I'm just drinking beer and driving down the toe.
Well, I love it.
Ah, my guy.
With my driver.
Of course.
Of course. Yes. Of course. Of course. No question. And we love that. And we love that you're listening. And, you know, that there is something that separates you from a lot of other owners in sports. We love how you have such thick skin. Like, you, even DallasCowboys.com is brilliant, and you don't try to make them say something or not. You don't do that with us either. And, you know, the idea of you banging the dash is you don't do anything about it, which is awesome. You just allow people to do their jobs. We have a tremendous amount of respect for that.
Well, listen, we share so much in common. You've heard me say that a lot. We're generally getting to spend our lives in sports. And that's a dream come true. And if I pouted or swallowed my tongue every time somebody kicked my ass, then I would have been gone a long time ago. So we just look for a better way and a better day. And plus, I just turn it off. And I say, they got to be talking about somebody else, not me. Let's just understand it.
Well, that's a great way to handle that, Jerry. I think if I ever hear a little trash talk about me, I'm going to do the same damn thing and say, I'm going to do this like, man, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
That really is not on Jerry they're talking about. They don't know me. They wouldn't know me if they saw me. I've got more excuses of not letting get on the hand than anybody you've ever met.
Well, Jerry, we always appreciate when you call. And I got to ask you, though, have you ever heard, you know, obviously you called in because you heard Steven talking. Have you ever heard Steven do an interview with us or the G-Bag Nation and immediately called him and said, son, what the hell are you saying there?
This is a first.
This yes!
I apparently didn't catch him on call, too. I wanted to correct most of what he had to say, but let's live with it. I'll go down that road. That's where he wants to go.
Was there wasn't anything you wanted to have to go ahead and correct here?
He made one mistake. He sounded like he knew something about football. I've made it an effort not to ever get it that track.
Well, that's awesome.
That's great. That's great.
Jerry, hey, thank you so much for calling in, man. Do you want to come on down to the station right now? What are you up to?
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
Well, hey, I've never been down there. With you guys. Is it true that party's going on like a time?
Hey, it is always going on, Jerry. And now you drink the blue. We drink the Balcones Baby Blue. It's a little more in our price range, but we're all drinking whiskey, and we'd love to raise a glass with you sometime. But we don't get to have you on the Ben and Skin Show. You're on Sean and RJ and on the G-Bag Nation. So we want to throw this invite out to you at any time. You are always welcome on our show. We'll take a call. We'll take it in person. You name it, Mr. Jones. We're honored that you're listening and that you called in.
Well, you guys are great, and you make it exciting and make it substantive, and I mean that very much. It means a lot to the Cowboys to get to be with number one draft picks, and great to be on the team with you guys.
Hey, no
I'm
doubt.
I'm sorry I can't talk. I lost my voice out here. We heard about three or four of these guys that I needed to really talk to today, and I lost my voice after about an hour. I'm just giving them brightness.
There you go. There
I'll get it back. Rosie, that one with the bright light full in there. I need to stop at that one right there.
That's awesome. Well, give Rosie our best too, Mr. Jones, and good luck this weekend, sir, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Turn out the light. The party's
over. There you go. The great Jerry Jones.
I love you, Jerry.
Oh, my God. Love you, Jerry.
Wow.
Hey,
hold me.
I just want to say this. If you don't love Jerry Jones, boy, you're just not trying. It's hard for you to love anything right now because that is greatness.
He's on my shortest of short list of dudes I want to go drink with right now.
I mean, there's Jerry, there's Bill Murray. Dirk, that's
sip,
about it.
Sip all day long.
That's right,
so
Jerry.
I love
there
it.
He is chiming
love
in
it.
One more time.
And what an honor to have Jerry listening to the show and calling in. He's obviously welcome to join us anytime. Rosie, thank you as well. And
that was
awesome.
Yeah, and if you missed a little bit of the Steven stuff, we're going to podcast that. So, of course, you can hear the whole thing.
We'll podcast the whole thing. All right, the great Jerry Jones. And Jerry,
see you, Jerry,
I know you're still listening. For a couple guys like myself and Skin, having grown up here in Dallas-Fort Worth to be covering your team,
a damn honor, man.
It's a lot of fun.
It's an absolute honor.
A lot of fun.
And it's always entertaining, and there's always something to talk about. You have figured that out. That is awesome. Steven and Jerry in the same segment.
Pretty great.
God, that was great.
Let's have more fun, dude. KT executed a drop interview.
Think Jerry wants to hear a drop interview?
Yeah. Yes, he does.
So Jerry,
don't go anywhere, Jerry.
Don't go anywhere, Jerry. Here's how this
I'm
works.
Hot. Come on, let's go.
This is how this works. KT is brilliant, our producer, and he interviews people in the media with nothing but drops. These are not real people asking questions. He has fake questions. And this is pranking somebody from the Texans media. So this is a Houston media guy. He gets pranked. KT interviewed him about the game with nothing but drops. That's coming up next. Before we get to that, though, want to give you a chance to win $1,000. $1,000. All you got to do if you're listening is text the word in. Joy, J-O-Y, the joy we feel when Jerry calls in, man. Joy, J-O-Y, that is the word to text into 72881, 72881. And that is brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Then check out WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com, $1,000. Text the word JOY into 72881, and you could win $1,000. Your next chance to win will be at 6:15. All right, coming up next, a drop interview. Before we get to that, I want to talk about Mark Rubin, Rubin & Associates, and 1-800-LAWYERS. Here's the deal. If you are struggling financially with credit card debt, pick up the phone and call Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. It could be a situation where you have that compounding credit card debt that's just eating you alive. You're making the minimum payments, but it's just not going anywhere. If this sounds like what you're dealing with, pick up the phone and call our buddy Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS.
1-800-LAWYERS. That's the number for Mark Rubin and Rubin and Associates. And man, this is our dude. We've known Mark for a really long time. Great partner, great sponsor, and of course, a friend of mine in Ben's. I mean, we've known him now over a decade. And so, look, we don't want our listeners having financial problems, but if they do, we think it's really incredible that they can call Mark Rubin and Rubin & Associates at 1-800-LAWYERS, and he can get that problem solved for him, whether it's foreclosure issues, repossession issues. Let's get out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.